Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are continuing our discussion on the myths and truths of numerology, which we kind of got into on the last show. And we're going to get to that in just a moment, but we first, of course, want to welcome you all here. Let our callers that are in the queue know that we are going to be getting to your calls shortly. But we take calls in about 15 to 20 minutes after the start of the radio show. So we just hang in there, know that we will be getting to you, area code 802. If you'd like to speak with us, please press 1 on your phone. That raised your hand, so we know that you want a reading, 802. There you go. So we will be with our callers shortly. We want our callers and listeners, of course, to join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You may follow our show by clicking on the follow button, and you can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And those sites are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile as well. And for an in-depth conversation with Neil, 562-596-7818 is the number. Email inquiries regarding longer conversations are going to be referred to the phone number and answered by me. So you want to make sure you get in touch with Neil directly if you're interested in talking to him. Directly. But we were talking, Neil, about some of the myths and truths regarding numerology, and specifically that would, you know, when we assign a master number to an individual, we're kind of generalizing, I guess, almost in the same way, you know, a horoscope in the newspaper would. There's 12 signs, and, you know, each of the 12 forecasts apply to whatever sign you fall under. And obviously, you know, the same thing happens with numerology, where people start to define themselves under one number. And really, there's much more to numerology than just a number and a personality.
That's true. We tend to get locked into number systems. And even though I, too, am guilty of utilizing the number system in terms of defining people and their energies and their personalities and whatnot, we have to make not fall into the mistake of solely defining a person due to a number or a number system.
Right, because the generalizations can apply, of course, but there is much more depth.
Yeah. In fact, one aspect of a master number is how we can defy that master number, how we can change and morph that master number to something much higher. So, for instance, if your master number is a 2 or a 3 or a 7 or whatever it may be, that may categorize you in a certain aspect of what that number means, and we derive those meanings from a different variety of things regarding the chakra systems and the element of the lower brain to the higher brain, physicality, the spirituality. We can look at those things, but we have to remember that every individual is able to activate any level of energy within their capacity, meaning that someone who's very base can become very spiritual, and someone who's very spiritual can fall from grace and become very base, very primitive. So the fluctuations are there because of our free will. And our free will determines more of who we are than just our locked-in number system. When we get into locked-in number systems and we get into the stereotypes, more or less, of what energy means, we're really also talking about karma. And karma is really simply the law, the cosmic law, meaning that it's not, there is a certain system of reward and punishment, but there's also a certain category of consequence. We have to pay for the consequences of our actions. So therefore, throughout time, throughout different lifetimes, we manifest a certain energy form whereby we live out the consequences of our actions. So sometimes when bad things happen to us, we have to sometimes say there's something good behind it. Something good can happen to us, and we discover that really it's the worst thing that could have ever happened. A lot of people get a lot of money, and it corrupts them. A lot of people lose a lot of money, and they find their soul. So we can't really define exactly the energies of what we reward or punishment or what we're getting in life or what we're not getting in life. It's not always a reward or punishment system as much as a learning system built upon the laws of consequences. So I think that's very important. And
yes.
we seem to limit some of the myths about numerology is that we're locked in. I think it does give us a basic founding of energy. I mean, it does help to lay a foundation for our energy. And indeed, through the years that I've done numerology and looked at people's master numbers and equated them to certain aspects, and then looked at the sequence of people's birth dates and equated them to certain aspects, I have found empirically that there is a uniform element of energy that is manifested. But on the other hand, I'm always looking for that transcendent quality in every human being where they can raise above their numbers, given the fact that they have a certain foundation to work off of.
Okay, and how would one do that if they have challenging numbers in their birthday code, Neil? Because sometimes the birthday code really does reveal, and we're talking beyond the master number, problems that an individual is going to face.
Well, you know, we have to look at it's a deeper interpretation because we have to look at the continuation of our cycles through life. And what that means is that in our cycles of life, we may have collected many good qualities that our soul has internalized, as much as the fact that our soul has also internalized consequences of karma, consequences of negative actions. So most of us are fitted into a category of duality. So I consider the duality issue when I'm looking at a human being, meaning that, yes, they may have certain conditions. They may be male. Yes, they may be fat, squat, skinny, smart, not too smart, have certain artistic qualities, may not be artistic at all, but very scientific, may be very religious, may not be very religious. The duality issues are there. But what happens is that we have gathered in our soul's history several elements. Imagine how much experience we get out of one lifetime. We love, we hate, we hurt, we heal, we're creative, we're not creative, we waste, we spend, we save, we activate our creative energies, and we don't. We're depressed, we're elated in life. All of these things become a collection of our soul. That soul spews out a formula, which becomes our birth date, given the fact that there are certain conditions. I mean, you know, the year and the month and the day, there are certain conditions, but the creativity and the arrangement of that energy is still a consequence of our karma.
Right, and the way the numbers are going to vibrate for specific individuals that are born on the same date are going to be completely different for each person. So that's why we can define a birth date differently based on, you know, it's more than just a code. It doesn't mean the same thing for everybody.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, you could have the same suit and people are coming to the store and trying it on. It's also what's the content inside the suit. So it's just not the birth date. it's just not the layer of energy that that birth date reveals, which can be more than skin deep, but it's also the internal structure of the person occupying that date and how some of us decide to take one path over another. So there is that element of free will and that category of decision-making that each person is entitled to manifest as they go through life. So it doesn't always mean that we're locked into the zone. When I hear about the myths that we're trying to break here is that a number locks you into a personality trait, or that whenever somebody makes a blanket statement about what a number means, and that's it, or how we define our destiny according to a number. Our destiny doesn't always necessarily mean it's according to a number system.
Right. And,
numerology.
And we hear often definitions that only swing in one direction in terms of either positive or negative. And the fact is that we're on a planet of duality. The Earth is a dual planet. And numbers, in fact, are dual in nature as well. So that's often misleading because, you know, you see things that are, like I said, either negative or positive about specific numbers, and that they only mean these things. It's going to change for each individual that's attached to the numbers.
Well, it is. I mean, some of us, whether we admit it or not, I mean, some of us are very selfish and self-centered. Now, I do think that there's a certain quality to that that's important because we have to be somewhat centered in ourselves and somewhat selfish because our immediate need is to survive. That's how we come into the earth. Our instincts are to survive and to live. That's our basic energy. And anything that you see in life has a fleeing aspect to it, meaning that it flees in order to survive. So we're built into our energy field, first and foremost, this self-centered energy. But as we develop into the higher aspects of not only our consciousness, but into the higher aspects of number systems, we start to look at our energies as being altruistic, as being all-encompassing of compassion and caring, and almost being selfless. Thank you. Instead of selfish. I mean, they're both two conditions that have some immediate appeal and some immediate necessity. But when we get into the attitude that we see others and ourselves, we're no longer locked in that self-centered, contained energy that a master number might tend to lock us into. So when we say a master number, when we deal around that mythology of master numbers, oh, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that, it's nothing but a baseline. It's almost like saying, well, a human being breathes, a human being eats, a human being sleeps. Well, try to equate that to a personality aspect. The manner of what we eat, how we breathe, how we sleep, how we conduct ourselves, that's not something that is necessarily in the genetic code of who we are. It's something that we learn. It's something that we can develop. It's something that we can manifest through higher thinking. So the energy, when I look at the energy of a birth date, I'm also trying to decipher of what intensity the person speaks, more or less of what intensity their birth date maps them out to be. Because if we say that, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy that we just base energy on number systems. Now, don't get me wrong. I need the tool of the number system, just like a doctor needs a certain profile about who you are. So it's a certain blueprint profile. But to expand on that develops one important aspect. That's communication, and the communication not only of the verbal energies, but of the third eye. Penetrating into the communication of reading someone deeper than what would necessarily be at face value.
Okay, Neil. Well, great information, but we've got to get to our callers. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. And 563 area code, if you would press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, that would be great because we will know that you are desiring a reading. 563 does not have their hand raised. Ms. Fulmer raised his hand. So, okay, let's get into our callers list now. 917 is our first. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? Who is this?
Hi. My name is Tina.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Tina, T-I-N-A.
Hi, Tina. And your location looks like, is that New York?
Yeah, I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. And your birthday, Tina?
11/27/73.
Okay, and what's your question?
Can I ask about my boyfriend, too, and give his birthday?
Sure.
Okay, his name is Sean. His name is Sean, and his birthday is October 10th, 75.
October 9th.
I just wanted to ask about 9th, 75.
October 9th?
Yeah, October 9th, okay. 1975.
Okay. She's a 31-4, right? Is that right?
She's a 31-4, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a 32-5. Okay.
What do you want to know?
She wants to know about their relationship. Are you just looking for general, or is there a specific question about
the
relationship?
Just where is it going, yes.
Where is it going? All right.
Well, where's your relationship going? Well, you see, you have a karma connected to Sean, Tina, as much as you have a transcendent quality also involved around him. If you notice, he's born on the 9th, and you're born on the 27th. Which equals a 9, okay?
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, your years are interchangeable, meaning that if I take the 7 in your year and couple it with the 5 in his year, I get 75. If I take the 7 in his year and couple it with the 3 in your year, I get 73. Each of those becomes the year you were born. Not to mention your master numbers are 4, yours is 4 and his is 5, which is another 9. So we have a situation where you know this guy from past life. There is a past life connection you have with him. That past life connection is part of the working out. It's a working out of your energies that you have to work out together because of a past life karma. So you're working something out first and foremost. Once the energies of that are worked out, you have an ability with this guy to move into a higher future, which means that that's more transcendent, meaning that there's a possible future for the two of you that has not to do with karma, but has to do with recreating yourself in a new way and maybe having a long-lasting relationship. So let's see, you're 40, you are 41?
Yeah.
So you're 10 years beyond your karma, 31, 2 years younger than you, and he is 39. Both of you will pass your karma. You had a huge karma change at 31. He had one at 32. So you're past that. Now, have you been with him anywhere close to or how far away from a 3 to 4 year relationship so far?
You say year? It's been a couple months.
Years?
No, it hasn't
only
been that
couple
long.
Of months?
Yeah, but we grew up together.
That?
No, and he's talking about 4 months.
So it's 3 to 4 months rather than 3 to 4 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Thank you.
No, that's not your fault. I said year, but I was miscalculating. It's 3 to 4 months. I just had the month and year kind of mixed up in my mind. Okay. And you knew him before, Tina?
Yeah, we grew up. We've been knowing each other since we were like 5. Yeah, but he wants me to have a child and everything. He's moving fast.
He wants her to have a child, so he's moving fast.
Well, yeah, because you have a karma with him. See, his 9 is equatable to your 27. So you have a karma with him because the 27 becomes a 9. There's that energy going on, and there is, like I said, karma and transcendence, meaning that would equate to an earlier life with him and now a later life with him. I think that, first of all, you've got to map out if logically or emotionally you're attached to this guy, how much you're attached to him. The master numbers work together. There isn't anything wrong with the master numbers being combined into an agreeable relationship. In fact, the attitude of you having a successful relationship with this guy is pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
There is some darkness in his energy. Has he ever been divorced or anything? Oh, no, that's your energy.
Yeah.
Any marriages?
No, you said my energy is dark?
Well, there's a divorce between, one of you have been divorced before.
He's getting divorced. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. So the divorced energy, so you're taking on that energy. He's been divorced. Does he have one child already?
He has three children.
Uh-huh. So he has at least one. He's got three. This would make four for him because he wants you to have his baby. You're 41 years old, so the likelihood of you having a child is debatable. I mean, it's not going to be the easiest thing for you to, you can get pregnant, but to have that child, well, there's a good likelihood that you could. You see, 10 years beyond 31, you're probably 43, maybe 44. You could have still a child. Mm-hmm. It's possible. I mean, I think it's rushing. And you have to really consider a better dialogue than just the fact that you knew him when you were a child and you've only been dating him for 3 or 4 months and he's rushing things. I think the commitment to before having a child is, you know, you have to get to know each other a little bit deeper and spend some time with each other, because bringing a child into the world is a whole different matter. That's a whole different set of circumstances. And his mad rush to have a child may not be the wisest thing to do at this moment until that child can have the appreciation of having two stable people. And
why do you think he's rushing?
Well, because he's rushing, Tina, because there is a karma. He doesn't realize this, not consciously, but there's a karma between the two of you where you're destined to be with one another. There is a transcendent kind of clause, meaning that there's an energy going on that is very real about the two of you connecting and having a life together. That's very real, and he's consciously and unconsciously picking up on that vibe. Now, it may manifest that he just, you know, he's just an impulsive guy, and he wants you, and he wants to lock that in. I mean, that may be happening on a current earthly physical level, but deeper in his soul, he knows you from a past life, and there's a connection there. So, you know, it demands some kind of inner counseling amongst yourself and then outer counseling with somebody who can really help guide you as a couple in terms of how to move this forward. Are you in love with him?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, 3 or 4 months. But, you know, that's a good sign. And if he's in love with you, that's a good sign. And, you know, I mean, this can work. This can work. And who was in the service? Who's a member of the Navy or the Army?
He was.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'm just getting vibes here that may be very connective and affirming. So, I mean, I can't give you a full reading on the radio today, but I can give you as much as I've given you, which sounds to me like it's leaning towards something positive. But I would be a little bit cautious because in my own world, I'd have to be checking out the maturity level of both of you and where you're at. It takes a little bit more time than what I've done, but at least for the amount of time I've spent with you, Tina, it's a good sign.
Okay, Tina.
Thank you.
Lots of validation. That was good. Okay, thank you so much. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. And, of course, Tina can join us on Facebook or right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, area code 215 is next. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Kristen and Neil?
Hi, who's this? We're doing well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. This is Serena from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. What's your name?
Serena. Susan.
Serena? How
yeah.
do you spell it? Is it? Just spell it for us. I'm not going to guess.
S-U-R-A-I-N-A.
S-U-R-A-I-N-A. Oh. Okay, yes. I know who this is. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
4/19. You need the year?
Yes, please.
1960?
60?
Yes.
All right.
4/30 = 3.
Okay, what's going on?
I was wondering, I met someone, it's not serious or anything, right at, and we're just talking, it's been over like a month now. Do you see this relationship going anywhere, or it's just friendship?
So you met somebody, say that again, repeat what you said, just because I think Neil wants
I
to
met,
vibration.
I met somebody a month ago, and we were just talking as friends, but do you see it going anywhere, or just remain as friends?
Well,
if you're going to ask the birthday, I don't know.
You don't
That's
know the
okay.
birthday?
No,
years old.
Excuse me?
And you're 55 years old.
That sounds so old.
Serena.
A-I-N-A.
Yeah.
Serena.
You're saying
Serena, have you... Did you either go through a divorce or did you end a relationship after about 9 or 10 years that broke up?
I ended a relationship after 26 years, yes, just recently.
26.
Oh, 26.
Well, you know
okay,
what? You're picking up 7 years ago my divorce, yes. That's where you're getting it.
Yeah.
Divorce 7 years ago.
Divorce, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so what I'm getting from this is a general, this person is coming in because there's a theme that he's locked in on a karmic level to meet you again. So it comes from a past life. So I don't know the person's birthday, but that's fine. I'll pick up energy from you alone. So there is an energy field that he is coming in because it's time. The time factor has now occurred to where the two of you are supposed to consider a relationship. And... But what happens will be up to you. But the setup, the meeting, the way it's set up, was already conditioned through time. So it's not an accident that you're just here. There's a consciousness behind the meeting of the two of you, and then you're going to decide whether you want this person and vice versa. He seems to be in two different states to me. I don't know why. Is he... does he travel? Does he have family somewhere in another state?
Yes, Puerto Rico.
Oh, because it seemed like a big distance to me. So that's true. Okay, so what's going to happen is the relationship will probably develop, but you're going to find along the line that there's going to be complications to work out between the two of you. You'll have to work out in order to get to the next step. It's just not going to be easy. So is it going to develop? Yes. But to what extent, we don't know yet. We only know that it's meant to develop. Things will come up. The two of you will discuss those things. And then either you move forward together or the things that are happening overwhelm the two of you and you split up. It doesn't happen. He may have a certain... He may have a certain sense of not being grounded, and that could also be a problem for him if he's very indecisive. But that's where it stands right now as we speak.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Neil. He doesn't seem like he's grounded to me either, but I just think it's the nervousness maybe because like he said, he was in a relationship and it didn't work out. And I just feel like he's nervous to get involved again, you know.
Yeah, well, that's typical. But you know, I mean, to transcend, you get beyond all those things and you act responsibly if you're going to be connected to somebody and you don't enter a relationship and then decide, I'm entering it, but then I don't want it. You're either decisive or you're not. Now, that's going to be determined by his maturity level and how he can resolve his karma and get to a higher place. We don't have his birth date, which would give us a little bit more indication as to how far to take this, but where we are right now, it's a ground, there's enough information there to work with, And that's what we started to do on this reading. So to answer your question on this one, Serena, there's some good light here. There's something going on, but I'm a little bit concerned about his maturity level, so to speak.
Okay.
Well, he's younger than. I know he's younger
Serena,
than.
Serena. Yes. Go ahead. Finish your thought, but we have to move on to other callers. We've got a long list, but go ahead.
He's younger than me. So maybe that's why Neil's saying his.
Yeah.
That's possibly why, but sometimes young people can, you know, be very mature. Maybe both, you know.
I agree with you.
That has a factor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And you can call again for if you want to talk more, and we can explore this more in another show. We just have a long list of callers. So,
all right.
Good luck. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right. 206 is next. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Kate.
Oh, hi, Kate. What's your question again, please?
Sure, 922-67.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, my work has kind of settled down and, you know, from moving and everything. I'm working a lot, which is good. And so now I'd like to focus on social things and make new friends and a new relationship, if there's a new relationship coming in.
Oh, so you're really inquiring about a relationship?
Or friends, or just friends.
Asking about relationships.
Isn't that funny? Well, just friends as well, because I just moved, and so I really don't have friends here yet.
Okay.
Well, you're moving, Kate, you're 47 years old, so you're moving not on a multiple of 9, you're talking here 47, 36, 45, you had a change of 45, 45 to 54 is your next journey.
Phase,
and of course,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and of course every year between a master number multiple is going to be important. The fact that you're 47, 47 becomes an 11 or a 2, which means relationship. Okay, so you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship energy. Now two things are going to happen. You're going to have an intense circle of 5 friends. So there'll be five friends that you'll have an intense circle with. Now the 6th number is going to be a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So are you not in a relationship now, are you?
No.
Yeah. So I see one coming. So I'm seeing like you have five friends. And then when we look at the count number 6, there's a relationship. So I see a relationship coming on its way. Probably we could aim for somewhere near or around September. You're going to be 48. Somewhere in that zone, I could see a relationship going. Have you had any relationships thus far that last approximately 4 years? And this is for yourself, not other callers, for you. About a 4-year relationship that broke up, anything?
That's what they, most of them are 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. See, and that's not equatable to your master number 9. So the question is, why 4 or 5 years?
That's
well,
a broken 9, 4 or 5.
It's a broken 9, yeah.
Hmm.
But it's also a vibe I'm getting about you, that energy comes in about halfway to the mark of your master number. Doesn't mean that only you can only have one for 9 years. It's just something I'm quickly determining to make this calculation in your energy field. So here's what I think. I think you're going to have 5 friends. There's going to be a group of 5, these 5 friends.
No more than 5.
No more than 5, but maybe there will be more than 5. I don't know.
No, you're saying specifically in the group.
Specifically.
I was just making a joke.
Yeah. And then you're going to have a relationship. You'll have a relationship. And this is all occurring around September. There's going to be, are you a reader? Do you like to read fiction or do you read at all?
Not so much. It's more about auditory. I like podcasts and music. It's more about listening to things.
Okay. More about listening to things. Well, there's, okay. It's hard to define the translation between listening to content and reading content.
Right.
But there is a similar, you know, as we advance in our world, we're becoming less of a reading population,
mm-hmm.
more of a listening, and even books on tape and, you know, rapping.
Yeah,
I mean,
all that.
So we carry the written word. We're going back to an oral tradition almost because we're becoming electronic. We're losing the element of paper, and we're getting more into a world of instant gratification in terms of oral energy. So in my regard, there's a certain aspect that I'm looking at on a more esoteric level about your level of communication in terms of the higher elements of reading, if you will. And there's
mm-hmm.
going to be some link to this more romantic friend that has something to do with the media.
Hmm.
Okay,
okay.
Kate.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Helps.
Sure does.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All righty, Neil. Let's bring on our next. 802. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Leslie. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Good, thank you. My birth date is 12/14/50.
Okay.
And basically, my husband and I have been trying to get back to California. We're in New England now. And Neil had predicted probably this fall, which sounds good to me, but one of my questions, I don't know if you've ever had a question like this, is what's going on in California with the drought? Do you see it coming to an end very soon?
Oh, good question. Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
No, I don't.
Yes, it would.
I see pockets of rain. You know, this is common sense, too. There's going to be rain, but I think we're in a drought.
What about all the red crabs?
The red crabs.
Yeah, haven't you read about that? The red crabs that are coming onto the sands of the beaches because of the warmer temperatures in the water.
Oh.
So they're saying, you know, that relates to an El Nino, and there should be more water this season, hopefully, in the winter.
Well,
more rain.
I think we will have, you know, it's like anything. When something is about to make a change, sometimes you get an outburst of energy.
Uh-huh.
And so there may be this outpouring of energy, but I don't think that the great storms that are the great tropical wetness that we may experience is going to alleviate the bigger problems that we are bound to face. So I think, but I wouldn't say, you know, don't move to California, there's going to be drought. I think we have to, it's a matter of being adaptable and just assuming that, you know, you're going to have to adapt. Every state is going to have a problem. There isn't going to be a state that will be exclusive of a drought or a weather condition. We all have our patterns, and the news kind of highlights each state as something comes up, you know. So just because California is in the news about being drought-stricken, doesn't mean that's the only state that's going to have a problem. So every state we have has its problems, and we have to look at the entire country as a whole. But to say that, you know, don't move to California because there's a drought there, I think would be kind of silly.
Oh, good. So you don't see it as a hardship for us or anything?
No, I mean, you're not going to be digging in the sand for water with a bucket. You know,
let's hope not.
it's conserving energy, but the planet needs to, this is a global issue. It's not a state issue. It's not a country issue. It's a global issue that we're experiencing as our planet is impacted with environmental changes due to what I believe are a number of factors, including man-made. But
mm-hmm.
to me, you know, I mean, also the account of where you live is karmic. A lot of the energy of why we move to where we are to move to has a lot to do with the karmic history of your connection to that piece of the earth. So,
uh-huh.
you know, people can move to the most ideal situations. It's beautiful. They walk out into the middle of the street, they get hit by a car. I mean,
yes.
The overall general assumption is you're talking about migrational energy, you know, as a migrational force. Where does the migration go? And that has some kind of conscious effort in terms of why animals do mass migrations. But when you're going on an individual level, should I go to California because I'm personally going to be affected by the drought? Should I or shouldn't I go? I wouldn't base it on that.
Okay, good. So you still think, does it look like we're going this fall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I still think you're going there. And unless something comes up that yanks you out from left field and compels you to go somewhere else, I would say to continue with the thought that you're going to California, you know.
Good. That's what we want.
Well, California,
well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Choose to get a property with desert landscape rather than lush green lawns, which no longer can take care of here.
Convert it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 563 area code is our next caller.
Hello.
Good morning, 563. Hi. Who's this?
This is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Vanessa, what is your birth date, Vanessa?
7/21/96.
Welcome to the show, Vanessa. Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
And what's going on in Iowa?
I've been working a lot. It's a pretty nice day today.
Yeah, good. And do you have a specific question you want to answer today on the show?
No, I just like a general reading.
Just a general? Okay.
Just a general reading, Vanessa. Here's a peculiar question I want to ask you. How? Where were you in math? Were you a good math student or not a good math student?
Not a good math student.
Uh-huh. And did you have
a tutor? Well, there's certain kinds that I like. There's certain kind of math that's interesting to me, but and fun, like a puzzle, like really easy algebra, but like other stuff. And no, I've had people help me with math, but not like a actual tutor.
Okay. Have there ever been any teachers in your family background? Anyone who ever taught public school?
Yeah, I have a aunt that taught public school, and then also my mom taught me when I was younger and homeschooled me.
Yeah, okay. Well, the reason I'm asking these questions is to get my head around, giving you a quick current reading, and I had to attach myself about something about your psyche to get that confirmation. Someone went into, who went into the church? Who became kind of church person, and they tried to find a profession there, or they built their life around the church? Anybody in your family?
I don't think anybody in my family has a profession in church, but my mom's dad's mom prays a lot and goes to church all the time.
Okay, that's, I'm just getting these tags. Okay, that's enough for that. I just had to get that tag in, Vanessa. There's going to be a job switch in your future. Now, not quite yet, but do you have any plans to change your job? Do you want to work in a different area or do something different from what you're doing now? Has that come up in your brain yet?
I was thinking about, I've been trying to take this trip to go to school for a really long time, and I was thinking about trying to do that maybe this fall or this winter.
Go back to school, you mean?
Yeah, I want to go to be a yoga teacher, and I want to go to India.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm seeing is a great transformation, because I was asking you about the public school system, and that drives me to take your psyche back to school, and then the idea of India is the form of religion, or if you will, spirituality. So I believe that if you put your mind to it, Vanessa, you can do that and probably have it all you could be 40 years old and already have actualized this. Well, how old are you right now?
I'm 18.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking about your karma. Your karma is at 35. So your karma is at 35, and I'm talking about being 40 and having actualized it. So what I'm looking at, you're 18. This would happen. If you activate this, you'll have this at 21 because you're in your energy zone of 721, which is 7 times 3. You're 18 years old, 3 from 18, 3 going forward, 18, 19, 20, 21, that's your day. So you could actually find yourself in India at the age of 21 if you apply yourself now.
Wow.
Now, from there, you would go, I mean, at 40, I was talking, calculating 40. Forgive me, I was calculating 40 from the age of 35, which is when you're going to make a major change in your life at 35. But if you start now, at the age of 21, you could find yourself in India, depending on how hard you work. That would be how you determine things. I mean, 721 has a strong, significant energy to it, and it's divisible. 7 into 21 is 3. So there is a strong energy in there, and you are reducing your karma of having to activate something well before the age of 35. So that's what I would suggest you do.
Okay, Vanessa. Wow. Yeah. Iowa, from Iowa to India. Exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
well,
cornfields. Hello, mango trees.
yeah, because Iowa, sure, yeah. So you can transcend the energy. I mean, there's a great transcendence going on, and you'll have a great, great movement of energy change at the age of 35, no matter what you do. So if you can beat it to the punch there, your change of 35 is going to be all the more important to you because you will have reduced your karma and it won't slow you down.
Okay, Vanessa, well, we thank you for your call. Good luck.
Yep, thank you. I hope you guys have a lovely day.
Thank you. Thanks so much. 562-596-7818. Yeah, if I had met you, I don't know, much earlier in life, I won't reveal my age, but if I had met you much earlier in life, maybe, you know, activating these energies would have been, you know, transforming in certain ways. Because, I mean, 18 years old and she's calling you way before her karmic age is up. So if you're able to plan accordingly, then I think you can manifest so much more after that karmic changeover.
Yeah, I mean, if absolutely, absolutely. The better we are as people is how much we do earlier and maintain that energy and keep growing. I mean, that's the attitude we want to have. A lot of us waste our youth on wanderlust or just having a good time. We think that we have, that's what it's all about. But actually, the business of being on the planet is to get attached to your higher self and to activate that as soon as possible. And if you can have a mentor to get you in gear for that, well, it's a much easier
right,
path.
Right, because then you can align your future in such a way that you can avoid or move through karma more easily.
I mean, I'm all for being the idea of a young person having a mentor to guide them through their early years. I think is something that it should be mandatory, but, we can't enforce something like that.
Okay. Area code 312. No, we can't afford it.
We don't want to. We don't want to.
Well,
to tell you,
no,
we
it's all personal
to.
Choice.
It's personal, yes. I didn't mean it that way. But I meant on a higher level, you had your elders and you have your mentors and spiritual guides. I don't mean in any rigid, disciplinary, corrective way or controlling way. I mean as a kind of a special friend that was just kind of a mentor to you.
Yes, a special friend. Okay, 312.
Oh, hello, this is Karen. Oh, good morning, this is Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. Thanks
Hi,
for
Karen.
Taking my call. Hi, my birthday is 3/31/71, And I'm calling to see if you see employment coming up for me, looking for a job.
25/7. All right, Karen?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, Neil.
Employment coming up for you, employment coming up for you. Let me ask you something, Karen. Any time
yes.
in your life, at any time in your life, did you ever have a job where you were involved in billing, having to do billing or helping people with their bills or collecting bills, anything with billing?
I did do something with benefits a little bit,
okay.
but nothing billing, yeah.
Benefits? Okay, well, it's mm-hmm. a close call, but okay, with benefits. Are you more prone to be working in an office out other than
Correct.
Out in the field? Yeah, office.
Yes.
So I'm seeing office work with you, and I'm getting a feeling that you're going to be having some office work coming up, probably in July.
Okay.
So are you looking
okay.
for an office job, Karen? Are you looking for an office job now?
Yes. Yes, like administrative. I'm looking for some agencies. Maybe they could help out, find like a temp
yeah.
to perm or temp to get some money rolling in. Yeah.
Well, I see that there's going to be some possible potential employment as soon as July. We're already in June. We're almost
okay.
out of it. So July would be the first immediate place that I would see you, perhaps that would be the best of the news. Other than
okay.
that, it might slip into August, but let's stay concentrated on July. There seems to be in your living habitation, has there been any change, a new situation in your living, a landlord, a change in rent, a mortgage,
yes.
anything?
Yes,
yeah,
I want to move. As soon as I get everything situated, I want to move from where I'm at. So I got a place in mind. It's just that I got to get the funding to get out to move. Yeah,
well,
I do.
Okay. Well, all of that should be, in time, I think it will be connected to a field where you are probably going to be moving along the line of the same zone of your job. The job will probably come in, and then the move will come thereafter.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen. Thank you. Okay, we've got one last caller, Neil. Area code 856. This is Rosa Maria. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? And can we get your birthday? 1224 or 1231?
1231.
1231. And what year again?
74.
74. And she's a 2810 one, I believe. 3456. What's going on? What's your question?
What is anything breaking for me for the better, job-wise? Anything that you guys can... It's been too long. Anything breaking...
Okay.
Well, you have to ask, what, are you not working?
Not working, no relationship, trying to get a new one, get new friends and all that happy stuff, and nothing is breaking.
Well,
nothing.
you have a culprit inside of you, and that's probably depression and negative thinking that is sneaking up. You may be trying to fight it, but I'm getting a field of energy that you may be creating an energy field, and that's complicated because you're creating it because you feel it. You're feeling it because that's what's in front of your face. So it becomes a vicious cycle of energy. I'd have to move you out of that zone in order to find a better attitude of life for you, which means that taking you out from a negative energy and activating that without slipping back into a depression. Have you ever been on any kind of medical aid for depression? Anything?
No.
No? Is depression something that you're familiar with? Do you tend to get depressed or apathetic or?
Through other family members that were how do you call it, medically under diagnosed
what?
Of it.
Wait,
other
you,
family
I,
members.
So you're saying other family members have been diagnosed with depression. It's really hard here. I don't know if you're speaking really close to the receiver, but
right.
There's a lot of breathing and crackling.
It's probably
my
phone.
Rosa Maria, the attitude of your family having depression within the family and there being a depressed energy comes in different attitudes and channels of energy. So you are probably a part of that energy field. It could be, were your parents separated? Did your father abandon the family in any way?
No, he just traveled a lot for work.
Was he not there a lot?
Right.
Was he not there a lot, Rosa Maria?
Right, he was never
there a lot.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I feel by, you know, circumstances was such that he somewhat abandoned, his presence was abandoned. And that caused, I think, a little bit of the tracing of where I'm coming from. So we got to get that repaired. You should do some positive thinking exercises, some meditations. I don't know if you do that. Sometimes that helps because it changes the constitution of your energy inside to where you can find a proper channel that attaches you to something higher. If you're just sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting and fighting depression and sitting and waiting, that's what I think is perpetuating your dilemma. I don't think that's a good idea. And it doesn't just say that, you know, the minute you meditate, you're going to have a change, but I do think it means a corrective energy. There's also something around you that I'm not comfortable with in terms of a lingering energy. Did you ever have a relationship with someone who had a drinking problem?
I left one that has a drinking problem and my ex-boyfriend from years ago. And he's pissed off at me because I left.
Yeah. See, that drinking problem I'm picking up has to be, you have to get that out of your astral field because it's still lingering in your energy field and causing a little bit of disturbance. So it's a matter of cleansing. You need to have an astral cleansing of your energy so that you can feel better. So it's like an oil change. You need to have it.
Right.
To feel. So that needs to happen, Rosa Maria. I mean, you know, you have to find a way to do that through somebody you trust who knows how to clear energy. So at least you can get on a good footing. But having done all that, then we have good energy coming up for you.
Cool. Appreciate
it. Rosa Maria, thanks for your call. You're welcome.
Thank you.
253-678-1818 is Neil's number. And Neil, we're done for the day. We are back on the air on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we thank all our callers today for their participation in the show. We couldn't do it without you, so glad to have you. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.